Now let's lead off with concerns about discrimination and inequity at Illinois State University. Vice President for Student Affairs Lavester Johnson said yesterday the administration is taking seriously the concerns of black students who are demanding better treatment of minority-led student organizations and other changes.
Each student probably has their own experience, and if some of those have not been the best, we want to make sure we understand what those challenges and what those issues are, and then we need to start working towards improvements.
The anti-black ISU movement spread across campus this week after the Black Homecoming Committee went public October 4th, claiming it faced roadblocks while trying to plan an event at Redbird Arena. In the days since, other students have stepped forward to raise their own concerns about how they or their groups have been treated, culminating in Monday's anti-black ISU rally on the quad. Here's audio from ISU black media outlet Onyx.
It is our duty to win! We must love each other and support each other.
We must love each other and support each other.
Black student leaders have sent ISU President Larry Dietz and other administrators a list of 7 demands, including a culturally centered organization that's as well-financed and well-supported as the University Program Board, or UPB, which is one of the most prominent event planning groups on campus. They also want an unbiased task force specifically created to assess the concerns of minority groups. Johnson says administration is reviewing those demands. He and Dean of Students John Davenport attended an open forum Monday night hosted by the Black Homecoming Committee and the Black Student Union, where even more grievances were heard.
We intend to get better and are going to continue to strive to get better. We're not perfect, but we're going to do everything on a daily basis in order to get us to becoming the campus community and the campus climate I think that we have always been meant to be.
Quanisha Kumi Darfur works at ISU and is president of the Association of Black Academic Employees. She applauded the students for raising their voices. She says her group stands in solidarity with them.
And so with that, you know, I think they have every right to vocalize these experiences and what they're going through for everybody to know about them.
President Dietz sent a campus-wide email late yesterday inviting representatives from concerned student, faculty, and staff groups to meet him and the Campus Climate Task Force.